Essay 74, Things Money Cannot Buy, Charles L. DeWolf. It is a universal belief, despite the evidence of history and experience, that money brings happiness. It does nothing of the kind, unless, as too rarely happens, its possessor is gifted with discrimination and is natural and unassuming. The patronage of a vulgar rich person is an offense. One is frankly glad when people who, as we say, have come from nothing, find in their prosperity that they cannot open the door into the best intellectual and social circles. They can only use their money to flaunt it in the eyes of less fortunate relations and neighbors, and they are properly made to feel that they are neither in the society they covet, nor altogether out of their old environment. Many a wealthy upstart has tried in vain for admittance to an exclusive club or circle. His money failed to find the key. Money cannot buy health. A wealthy gadabout, burning the candle at both ends, eating and drinking expensively, and indulging in nerve-destroying distractions, finds himself in the streets of the specialists. A millionaire with no digestion is not to be envied. It is a hard saying, but true, that God may forgive us, but nature never. Outraged nature is no respecter of persons, rich or poor. Money cannot buy true friendships. Satellites and sycophants will gather around a rich man's table with both eyes on the sideboard, but with feet alert, swiftly to depart, should fortune fail their host. It is a common complaint of men, once well-to-do, that when their money vanished, there was no one to stand by them. Succeed and give, and they let you live, but fail, and they let you die. The ordinary man and woman, valued and beloved for what they are, and not for what they have, are the only people who know the joys of abiding friendship. Money, again, is no royal road to culture. An uneducated rich man cannot buy the incalculable pleasures of a well-trained mind, an informed intelligence, and the accuracy that comes from knowledge. All that is most worthy in a man he must work out for himself. Money cannot guarantee intelligence or successful children. The rich man, by giving his children the advantages, as he calls them, or an expensive education, is frequently bitterly disappointed. Home, inherited influences, and the stimulus of poverty are often more potent than schools. It is one of the little ironies of life that the children of poor parents in so many instances become successful and even great men and women. The prominent men today, who can look back on a crofter's cottage or a city tenement, are more numerous than we might imagine. Grit and determination brought them through, not money or social influence. Money cannot buy spiritual insight. On the contrary, it often chokes it. In most cases, riches lower a man's moral tone. He becomes materialistic, values everything in terms of pounds, shillings, and pence, scales his acquaintance by their possessions, and tells you that money makes the mare to go.